December 9. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, Revelation 21:7. The book of Revelation is a book that we should read again and again upon our knees. Then and then alone we shall be able to get the right word or message from this book. Its main purpose is to teach us how to live an overcoming life, and thus be qualified to inherit all things of the new creation. Every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is being prepared for a great, rich, heavenly and spiritual inheritance, an inheritance incorruptible, reserved in heaven, 1 Peter 1:4. To begin with, we require a strong, active, living faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. God has to use many means to put into us such a strong, active faith. So for such a tried faith, we must be willing to go through many refining fires. Maybe during these days, the Lord is taking some of you through a refining fire. Don't think God is punishing you. If you are truly born again, God's word says you are free from every condemnation, Romans 8:1. You may say, Lord, why did it happen in my case or my family? Or in my country? None of us can understand everything upon the earth. Many unexpected things can take place in our lives. Our friends may fail us, our parents may fail us, our plans may be broken, our health can fail, and we may find ourselves alone for a period, without a single person to sympathize with us. Even though many have been blessed through our ministry, yet they may also turn away. Such things are bound to discourage us. At such a time we required a new glimpse of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, for our individual life, our family life and our church life. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave John the Apostle a fresh vision of himself. He himself became his wisdom in his old age. No angel came to take him out of the jail. In the case of Peter, the angel came. In the case of Paul, the earthquake came and shook the jail. But John was a prisoner in his old age, in a very lonely place, hearing that many have lost their lives, that many have gone astray like Demas, and naturally all this sad news would make him sad and discouraged. But the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to John the Apostle to answer his questions, and to let him know the secret of God's purposes. We are living in the end days, and must be prepared for the signs of the end days. Don't be surprised. These things must happen. Be ready and be prepared to face them.